Hello and welcome into the Arrowhead Pride podcast we call From the Podium, where you get to hear directly from your Kansas City Chiefs. I'm the editor-in-chief of arrowheadpride.com, Pete Sweeney. We finished up with some Zoom press conferences on Friday as head coach Andy Reid, offensive lineman Kyle Long, and punter Tommy Townsend came to the Zoom podium. We'll start with Reid, continue on with Long, take a quick break, and then hear from your November special teams player of the month. That's Tommy Townsend. But like I said, we're going to start with the Chiefs head coach. Here is Andy Reid.
As far as the injuries go, Rashard Fenton and Lucas Niang will we'll have them listed as out. And then Clyde had a stomach flu today, so he didn't practice, but he should be fine to go here once we get to the game. Again, we look forward to the challenge of playing the Broncos. We know they're a very good football team, and our guys have had a good week of preparation to get ready for them. And we look forward to playing here at Arrowhead. We love having teams come in here. So, and our fans are spectacular. So, anyways, with that, time jokes.
Well, I don't think we have any questions, Coach, so I think you might be off the hook today. Oh, we got one from Seren. One second. Here he is. Go ahead, Seren.
Come on, Brad. Let's go. Coach, you've talked a lot about the time it takes for Patrick Mahomes, maybe a quarterback, to get in sync with a whole new offensive line. And I'll have a follow-up, by the way, Brad. Does it take time for you as a play caller and Eric as a, you know, designing and calling plays to kind of get in sync with what they can and can't do? Was there, you know, weeks – you know, I know that's what preseason's for in training camp, but live fire, I assume, is the best way to figure out what you really have there. Is that a process for you guys as well?
Yeah, sure. Well, you know how it goes, sir. I mean, the teams are throwing a lot more at you now than you get in training camp, and you get in OTAs, and then you get in preseason games right now. So you're getting everything fast and furious and with a lot of different looks. And the more you can play together, the better you get. I mean, I think it's everybody involved. So it just works out that way. And I'd say that, you know, that's the case. Well, it'll be a good test on Sunday night. So, I mean, they're a good team.
And I know, you know, listen, the job of Brett and the personnel department is to go get guys that fit the system you want to run. There's also always tweaks that you got to do to fit the skills of the guys you have. Is there, you know, when you do this line, they obviously from afar look very big, very physical, like they enjoy being big and physical. Has that, you know, brought you to a new spot as a play caller, you and Eric, and designing the plays that, you know, you've had to say, okay, now let's flex these muscles over here that maybe we haven't had if you had more of a finesse offensive line in years past?
I'll tell you, I mean, one thing about being a coach that I think is important is that you utilize the player's strengths. And so that kind of fits into what you're saying there. I mean, it's good to, we're not out, you know, putting ourselves in a bravado position or anything, but we're just going out and we're, you know, EB and I talk about our player strengths and we go through that every day. We do it every day during training camp. We do it every day in the off season. And then we try to utilize that and then get the guys better. Teach, right? Get the guys better at other things. And so that it expands the package. And we do it with ourselves personally. And then we do it also with the players as teachers.
Let's go next to Harold Kuntz. Go ahead, Harold.
Hey, Andy, just wanted to ask you about Kyle Long. He's about to talk to us. Overall, I know you mentioned Monday how, you know, he's worked hard to get there, but, you know, just the conversations with him throughout this process leading up to this moment where he'll be presumably available on Sunday for you. Just how great has it been for you to see him go through the whole process to get to this moment?
Well, he's so positive on things, you know, and that type of injury now, there are not a lot of guys that come back from that in the same year. And he's powered through this thing and put himself in a position where, you know, he can do that and play. And so I think it's a tribute to him and his work ethic. And he's getting to where he wants to be. I mean, through this whole process, and he does everything with such a positive attitude. I mean, it's crazy. And he's so good for that room. He's been you know, a perennial All-Pro guy. So, I mean, and then for him to get in that room and the guys to see how he goes about his business is, you know, that's a real neat deal.
We'll go last to Adam and then Herbie. Go ahead, Adam.
Andy, another Kyle Long question. How has he looked the last couple of weeks in practice? And do you anticipate him being up on Sunday?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how all that goes. I can just tell you he's getting better and feeling better. And, you know, we'll just see how things go. I'll talk to Rick here when we're done in Veach and just see where he's at. But he's been practicing every day here and working in there. So he's doing a nice job.
Last to Herbie. Go ahead, Herbie.
Hey, Coach, we get Tommy Townsend here also shortly. When you look at his body of work over the last, you know, going on two seasons and him being named the AFC Special Teams Player of the Month for November, how much has he been everything that you hoped he would be when y'all signed him last year?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, you know, he's a young kid coming out of college, and so with a huge leg and can do both kicking and punting. And so here he is. He's narrowed it down to doing the punting part of it and working on the consistency and that it takes to do it in this league. And I mean, nobody works harder. He and Buck are like relentless working with one another. And it's paid off for him this past month. So now his challenge is that he keeps going, Herbie, right? So he's got to keep pounding here. And consistency is a huge thing for a punter in this league.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Yep, thank you.
Hey, Brad, I'll have a couple things. Kyle, obviously a tough break. I guess no pun intended, but when you come back from all and work so hard in the off season and then suffer that injury, what are kind of the initial thoughts that go through your head after putting in the work and then having that setback?
It was a shocker. You know, I felt so ready to go. I was so ready physically and mentally to go, give it a go again. And I felt confident and comfortable in the spring. And obviously the spring didn't end as well as I'd like it to. And now here we are back at ground zero, back on the field, which is nice. And yeah, it's been quite a experience. And I remember a lot of people were like, so you're done now, huh? And I was like, wait, hold on. No, absolutely not. I'm going to keep going. And, you know, here we are 6 months later, I'm back on the field. So I'm happy that I stuck with it.
That kind of gets into my second question. Andy just mentioned that one of the things that's defined you during this process is just your positivity. What's allowed you to stay positive and what motivated you to want to keep going anyway?
Being around such a great facility, so many great players and people, and being under the tutelage of so many great coaches here, you know, so many future Hall of Famers walking around. It's like, if you don't have a smile on your face and you don't have a positive attitude, you need to get yourself checked, because I can assure you the grass is not always greener. You know what I'm saying?
Let's go next to Nate Taylor. Go ahead, Nate.
Kyle, I also have two questions for you, and it's good to see you. Just what can you lean on from your experience, given that you didn't have preseason for when you are given the opportunity to play? And because you've been out, how do you feel like you've helped your teammates maybe in the film room, on the sideline during games? Just how do you feel like you've made an impact even though you haven't been in uniform yet?
Well, Nate, thank you. It's good to see you guys as well, guys and gals. I will say you asked how I was able to help them. I really think it's how they have been able to help me. I mean, you look at the rookies that we have in our room. You look at the veterans we have in our room. And to a man on our roster, in our room, we got guys that work hard every day, that focus on what they're supposed to do. And you've seen it every Sunday. It's been a lot of fun to be a part of a group like this. And, you know, they don't grow on trees. So making the most of that and just trying to keep my mind. I've been in every meeting since I got injured. I've been, you know, everything I can do, I've done. And I put myself in as good a position as I can put myself in. And I think leaning on my great teammates in the offensive line room, from Orlando to Joe to Creed, you know, to Trey, Lucas, Mike, all those guys. I mean, down to Daryl and, you know, Austin Blythe and the guys that you get to work with on a daily basis, lift with, and eat with and meet with. It's a special thing. It's I wish everybody could experience what offensive line could do to a personality and an attitude.
Yeah, and just I mentioned earlier, just what from your experience, I know you retired and now you're coming out of retirement, but when you get the opportunity to be on the field, what will you lean on most from your previous experience since you didn't get the chance to kind of gear up like most guys did with the preseason?
You have to just lean on your preparation and have the utmost in faith in yourself and your teammates. I mean, if you're out on the field, then you've done the work to get there, and you need to have faith in what you've done to prepare. And albeit a short preparation, you know, do whatever you can, and you know, leave no stone unturned. So the hay's in the barn when you hit the pillow on a Saturday night, or you know, whenever it is.
Let's go next to Pete Sweeney. Go ahead, Pete.
Hey Kyle, congrats on the recovery. I know that in your absence, you've watched this line and it's really developed, and they have some pretty good guards. I know that you had the right tackle year in 15 where you were able to make the Pro Bowl. What's the willingness level to maybe play tackle? Have they been working you there?
I'll do whatever they want me to do. I mean, obviously, we've got a bunch of guys that can play in a bunch of different spots, and we've seen that in years past. So whatever Coach Heck and Coach Reed want to do, I'm here to help. That's why I'm in red. I'm happy to do it.
So we've got three more. We'll go right down the line, starting with Harold. Go ahead, Harold.
Kyle, it's been forever. Good to see you again. You've had the opportunity to watch this team, you know, from a distance at least, from beginning to end through training camp. I'm just wondering, when the team was kind of going through its, you know, 3-4 stage, what, even though you're new to the team, what gave you that kind of confidence that you believe that this team's going to come back and get to where they are right now, which is on a 4-game win streak?
I mean, you got to just keep your head down and focus on what's important at the time. And I know we had you know, a rough time at some points in the season early, but I mean, that stuff's so in the rearview mirror. We're just focused on what's ahead of us today and how we can best prepare for the Denver Broncos.
Let's go next to Seren Petro. Go ahead, Seren.
And Brad, I've got two, if I could, please. I know, Kyle, you were just asked about, you know, maybe working in a tackle, and everybody, I know diversity is a big thing with this offensive line. I know it's something that Coach Reed talks about, and we've seen it through the years, guys moving around along the spots. They do it more here. Is there more prep for the different positions here than you've been in other places, or is it pretty much the same? Hey, that's the modern NFL. Everybody works at a lot of different spots. Is it more or less here?
It's hard to compare two spots, but I will say probably Coach Heck has done a far more extensive job of preparing guys to be in swing situations because he's played the position. He understands, you know, at the drop of a dime, you need to be at the drop of a hat, you need to be ready to be anywhere.
And then the offense has had a lot of success here of late, and I'm sure that was part of the attraction as well as the people and everything you talked about, the chance to come be in it. Now that you've been around it, immersed in it, seen it not just in training camp, but I know you haven't been out on the field yet with it, but how it plays and works, what is it that makes the offense you know, stand out and so unique, and why it's stood up here for so many years?
Well, people think superstars just wake up and it just happens. And getting an opportunity to be around superstars, I see that there's a tremendous amount of work and details that go into the success that we all, you know, get to experience and see on Sundays. It's a testament to it starts at the top with Big Red, and it works its way down through the whole staff. Bringing in energy and practicing with a purpose. I mean, the way Pat goes about his business, the way Trav goes about his business, everybody here is about one thing, and that's football. And it's fun, and I love it.
We'll go last to Adam Teicher. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, Kyle, welcome back. Wanted to ask you about something you said earlier. You said maybe some people kind of assume maybe you were done with football when you were injured, and you said, no, I'm going to play again. So what told you this rehab was going to be worth it, that if you went through this, you were still there were still going to be good things waiting for you in your football career? And, Brad, I'll have a second question as well.
Well, thank you for welcoming me back. I appreciate that. And I will say that the feelings I had when I was out for a year and I was working in the media, I didn't want to just have a recycled mindset. You know, if I were to get hurt this past spring and walk away, I'd be sitting at home right now saying I'd be healthy by now. I could, you know, maybe help this team. You know, maybe there was, you know, something that I would be missed in. But I don't have that doubt because I'm here and I haven't missed any days. And these guys have helped me out through that. And it's It's this team. It's the roster. It's the, you know, the buildup of a team is so important. These guys make going to work fun, and playing football is fun as is. So it's a double whammy there.
Okay. And the coach has said anything to you about whether you're going to be in uniform on Sunday night?
No, I haven't heard. So.
All right, Kyle, we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
You just heard from Andy Reid and Kyle Long, and now we continue on with punter Tommy Townsend.
Hey, Tommy, first off, congratulations on winning the AFC Special Teams Player of the Month in November. Dave told us he found out because you were walking yesterday with a big smile on your face. What was your reaction when you heard that you garnered that award?
Yeah, so it's kind of funny. I actually saw it when I was on my way in the building for the, you know, in the morning. I didn't see any like the social media notifications or whatever, but my brother sent me, my oldest brother, Clay, he sent a, like one of the pictures of it, a screenshot of it to our family group text. And as soon as I saw it, like, I was so happy. I was ecstatic. I mean, that's like obviously one of the top awards that you can get, you know, during the season. And yeah, it's just, it was such an incredible feeling just to, you know, see like all my hard work really paying off. I mean, a couple weeks ago, I was fortunate enough to get the player of the week against the Packers and have a really good game then. But yeah, just been a lot of work's been going into it, you know, the past 5-6 weeks. And yeah, it's awesome to see it paying off.
You're the first player or the first punter in Chiefs history to win that award. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, that's another incredible honor. I mean, obviously, there's so many greats here. And, you know, being a first to anything is really cool. So, you know, I'm just going to try and keep doing what I'm doing and you know, let everything else take care of itself. So, yeah.
Let's go next to Adam Teicher. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, Tommy. Wanted to ask you about, you talked a little bit about, you heard it, about the honor from your family. What did Johnny say? He have any advice or what did he say about it?
Yeah, obviously, you know, of course, he was really happy for me. But you know, just like I said a little bit ago, I mean, he knows all the work that's been going on. I mean, the past couple of weeks, it obviously wasn't, you know, the way I wanted to start the season. But you know, like I said, a lot of work went into it, got some things rolling, and just going to try and continue that out, you know, from here on out.
Let's go next to Seren Petro. Go ahead, Seren.
Tommy, congrats on the award. A question more on the technical side of things, the holding part of the equation, right? Like the glamour is blasting that ball 70 yards down the field or bringing rain down with it. But like the hard work, the grind of it is the little nuances of the holding. How much, you know, have you learned about what it takes? You know, I no doubt you've held before, but the specifics and how nuanced and how fine the technicalities are of holding for the place kicker in the NFL.
Right. Yeah. I mean, honestly, I feel like it depends. It depends on the kicker. There's some guys that they're just kind of like, you know what, slap the ball down, put it wherever, like I'm going to try and kick it. But you know, we kind of came up with a system here, and we think it's best to, you know, almost try to be robots out there and try and be exact and perfect in everything we do every single time and repeat it as much as we can. And you know, that we think that just gives you the, you know, the greatest, you know, chance and opportunity for success. So we put so much work into the operation, you know, the snaps is, you know, even something as small as getting the laces, catching the laces, you know, like in an angle like this and working to get them like caught, you know, around that 12 o'clock, we call it 12 o'clock because it's a clock, but yeah, catching them at, you know, 3 o'clock or 2 o'clock. But yeah, we've been putting a lot of work in there, and you know, the operation's really smooth right now, and just going to keep that rolling.
Looks like we've got three more. We'll go right down the line, starting with Nate Taylor. Go ahead, Nate.
Congratulations, Tommy. This question is going to work off of what Seren just asked you. You know, we asked Patrick what his favorite pass is or favorite plays guys have had this year. Just from your vantage point, what's been your favorite punt of the season and why?
Oh, geez. I don't know. It's really tough to say. But yeah, there's so many that just stand out. I mean, honestly, my favorite ones are just watching the gunners work and flying down and making plays, diving on muffed balls or, you know, lighting up returners. Like when Kemp lit up the returner against the Giants, also that was Kadarius Toney, one of my former Florida teammates. But Also, that was a terrible call. Terrible call. Just my opinion, though. Shouldn't have been called. But yeah, just watching, you know, just sending the ball downfield and just watching my gunners make plays. I mean, that's just, it's so much fun. It fires me up. If I hit a great punt, then I hit a great punt. But yeah, nothing really gets me going like, you know, seeing like Chris or Cam just, you know, do something crazy down there and make a big play.
It's going to Pete Sweeney. Go ahead, Pete.
Congrats on the award, Tommy. Hope no one hears the last answer. I was going to ask you about your throw, which was part of the month. How often are you practicing throwing each and every day? And then the second part of that is like, how much are you in Dave Tobe's ear to say, okay, maybe this is the opportunity to have another one of those?
You know, it's one of those things that, you know, if the opportunity arises, then I'm, you know, awfully excited to do it. But the scenario only comes around every so often. It's not something that, we can just like throw out there every punt. Like it has to be the perfect scenario. The score has to be, you know, a certain way. It has to be a certain time of the game. You know, something that we either need to seal the game or, you know, to gain momentum and, you know, keep a drive going. So the scenario has to be perfect. And yeah, luckily it was for that one and, you know, went out and completed it. But yeah, to address the thing about throwing, I mean, I feel like I'm throwing the ball around, you know, just about every day, just if I'm just playing catch with James or if, you know, we are running that in, you know, in practice. But yeah, just try and keep the arm loose. You know, that's about it. Just try and keep it loose.
And we'll go last to Matt Derrick. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Tommy, congratulations. A couple of questions for you here. One, against Dallas, guys finally got a chance to run that pooch kick. What's your critique about Harrison's technique there? And you actually got credited for downing that football. How's it feel to be actually downing a punt?
Oh, it was sweet. It was pretty cool to be on the opposite end of it. I was joking with some of the guys on the team and some of my friends. Like, I just completely flopped. Like, I should have done something cool after I downed the ball. Like, I should have done like a dance or something, or like, I don't know. I should have done something. I was completely blown opportunity. So I'll do something cool next time. But yeah, that was obviously really cool to be on that end. We've been practicing that one, you know, so much. And, yeah, Harrison's so dedicated to, you know, everything he does. He had been working on that pooch kick so much. And obviously, you know, that's something that, you know, that's more rare than, you know, running a fake punt, you know, having that specialty kick that we have right there. So, you know, he was constantly preparing for it, and, you know, he tossed out a great kick and Nick Allegretti went down and he tapped the ball back for me. And I just saw it right there and just jumped on it. But I can't help but think that played a little bit of a role in, you know, getting the honor of Special Teams Player of the Month. So yeah, that was pretty cool to kind of be on the other end of it. So yeah, I can't help but think the my gunners taught me well.
And I heard that you've hit a 60 yard field goal in practice. I've heard, rated. Well, who's better, you as a place kicker or Harrison as a punter?
Well, that depends. I mean, I'm not very accurate. I think like when I practice my kicking, I you know, I can gain leg strength in my kicking pretty well, but the accuracy is the tough thing about kicking. Yeah, Harrison's been working on the punting quite a bit. He's been tossing some darts around, some spirals and stuff, and obviously working on the end over end. But yeah, it's kind of apples to oranges. We'll have to do a kicking competition one day and just see what happens. I don't know. We'll save that one for the off season.
Tommy, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
Of course. Thanks. Appreciate it, guys.